Beautiful People, curated by Muhlenberg art history professor Dr. Margot Thompson, explores how three very different artists, Andy Warhol, Mehsana Ali, and Josh Lehrer, respond to the notion of beauty in photographic portraiture. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. For Warhol, a pop art icon of the late 20th century, wealth and fame were critical components, and beauty was found on the surface. Mehsana Ali and Josh Lehrer approach making portraits in a way that is surprisingly similar to Warhol. They represent, in a flattering light, individuals with whom they identify and empathize. Ali's subjects are African-American residents of the economically challenged small town of Mart, Texas. She worked with them to create a mosaic mural as part of a local revitalization endeavor, the Mart Community Project. The mural became the backdrop for some of the photographs featured in this show. Lehrer photographed homeless transgender teenagers from New York City, residents of a shelter at which he volunteers. Like Warhol, he used instant Polaroid technology and began his sessions with multiple digital shots, going through hundreds of frames to capture his subjects, running through their repertoire of poses. Only when the superficial poses had been exhausted did he bring out his vintage camera and capture what was behind the performative front. Muhlenberg art history professor Dr. Margot Thompson.
It started with Warhol. I knew that the Martin Art Gallery had this collection of Warhol photographs. A couple of years ago, I worked with a couple of Muhlenberg students as my interns, thinking about what might we do with them. And in the meantime, I reconnected with Josh Lehrer, who's an old friend. And on Facebook, he'd publicized a show, and I thought the photographs were just really beautiful and special. And I immediately thought, well, I want to do something with him. And then also, Mehsana Ali came in when her husband gave a talk at Muhlenberg last year. After dinner, she was handing around a tablet with her photographs on it, and I thought, well, those are really wonderful. And then I thought, well, they're all making portraits, and they're all beautiful. So I'm sure that neither Josh nor Mehsana has Andy in mind at all, but the connection that I make among them is the idea of showing the beauty in the portrait subject.
With Mehsana Ali and Josh, it's very evident. These are just amazing. They're very striking. Her work and also Josh's, you can clearly see the transformation that's taking place there. They put on these splendid clothes, or the history of these people before he brought out the proper machine, and then I guess made a, I don't know, these are cyanotypes. He made a paper negative and then printed a cyanotype from it.
It's an old process. It just makes a photograph with a really beautiful surface and this really haunting blue tonality to it, and a real rich depth of tonality, really tactile and lovely. And Mehsana's, I'm not sure she's seen them printed. We printed these for her off a disk. One of our students here did a great job. These are digital prints just from the JPEGs that she sent us. And the color's just spectacular.
Yeah. Now, this is a small community that she's, I know there's a mural project, and just the notion of taking these people and putting them in clothes that perhaps they would have worn if they had never come to America and had stayed in Africa. The transformation of them is just spectacular.
Yeah.
The people just seem really imbued with some kind of light, some kind of energy from these clothes.
Exactly. I mean, the first words that came to mind were kings and queens. They just look so elevated and radiant. The community she works with, it's part of the Mart Art Project. Mart is the name of the town in Texas. What she and her husband have done is used art as a way to galvanize community, to excite people, to bring people together. And so her subjects are self-chosen. They've all self-selected as people who are interested in the community, interested in communication, interested in bringing people together, interested in making Mart a better place. I initially thought, right, she's showing these African-American subjects in African garb. It's connecting them, or it's making them look, as you say, as if they'd never, what if they had just stayed in Senegal or West Africa. But she said it's slightly different than that. It's materializing their being part of an African diaspora. I think the self-consciousness that you do see in some of them doesn't detract from what Mehsana's doing or what the subjects are getting out of it. I'm thinking of the woman who's posing with her hand under her chin. That's a very mediated, I'm a model kind of pose, but it doesn't make it any less compelling because you see her exploring her identity and finding new realms, new pockets of identity to inhabit that maybe she didn't have access to until she put on those clothes. Whereas Josh is all about stripping away the superficial, the poses. You know, teenagers, so much energy and are trying out different ways of being. His pictures are special when he gets at that something that's less mediated or not mediated. looking at a particular social subset, the people who can afford to pay $25,000 for a portrait, quite different from Musana's or Josh's subjects. The medium is important. The fact that these are Polaroids, not the final paintings.
Muhlenberg art history professor Dr. Margot Thompson. She curated the exhibition Beautiful People. It's on view now through November 10th in the Martin Art Gallery of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 8. For more information, their phone number is 484-664-3467. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.